room, there's no answer.
Thank you, Dickens. Well, if Jill Moon can't be bothered to turn up on time, we'll have to start without her. I'd like this Monday's meeting to be as speedy as last Monday's, by the way.
That's as may be, but I fancy there are a good few issues to be discussed.
All in good time, Morris. Can I first present to you all a major change which only Jill and Debbie know about, unless, of course, they've passed it on.
I didn't have a chance to.
Why should they know first, anyway?
Because it directly concerns them.
Oh, yes, but...
Please, Morris. On Friday, I had a meeting with Milton Monk, and against his conservative judgment, managed to persuade him that we ought to axe the woman's page.
You what? I've always rather enjoyed reading that.
Precisely. The sort of things covered by it are no longer exclusively aimed at women.
Unless Dickens is a secret knitter.
If you care to look at a few back copies, Gray, you won't find many knitting patterns.
Sorry, Liz, I was being flippant.
Were you? Well, if I might continue. In place of a woman's page, I wish to put a section which will be called Day to Day.
Why?
Because it's concerned with day to day living. And to expand on why Jill and Debbie know about all this before the rest of you, I have asked Debbie to edit this new section, not Jill.
That's terrific. Well done, Debbie.
Thank you.
So now Dickon will be able to read that page with a clear conscience.
Yes, Gray. Just as women have always been able to read the sports page, which you're taking over with a clear conscience.
Oh, I'm taking over the sports page?
Typecasting, just because he's an Aussie.
Do you mind? There are some non-sporting Australians. But as it happens, I do know a thing or three about it.
So do I.
Dickon, I'm afraid you're still stuck with the checkout column.
Oh. Well, I quite enjoy that, being the fearless investigator type.
Might I say a word now? If you've all finished congratulating yourselves.
Here we go.
That's right, here we go. Now, as I see it, what's happening here is the thin end of the wedge.
And what wedge is that, Morris?
I'm talking about soft, flabby women's journalism.
Oh, come on.
But Liz is just taking a step away from that.
Look, you don't know anything about it, Sonny.
Come on, man. I might be new to the Hampstead Herald, but I'm not new to the profession.
Well, in that case, you're as gullible as the rest of them. The motive behind getting rid of the woman's page is bit by bit to turn the whole of the Herald into a woman's paper.
That is utterly ridiculous.
Is it?
Yes. Now, can we go on to discuss the sort of items the day-to-day section might cover?
I haven't finished
then
yet.
Then I'm afraid you'll have to save it for some other time. Debbie, have you had any thoughts since we last met?
Oh, you're in early, Ross.
Earlier than usual, you mean? Compared to the last few weeks?
Oh, I just didn't expect to see you here yet. I was also, in a roundabout way, expressing pleasure at seeing you. How are things?
Fine. Unlike some of these placemats, they're getting a bit frayed around the edges.
Which is how I've been feeling these last few days.
Doesn't show.
Oh, thanks.
Now, if I'd thought about it, I could have picked up some nice mats in Mykonos.
Not enough for every table, unless you were willing to abandon the rest of your luggage.
That's true.
I should think Priors must seem a bit down to earth for you after Mykonos.
There's nothing wrong with being down to earth.
No. But Matt and I both lived a fairly glamorous life when we were younger. I know Matt still misses it from time to time.
But he's still got ambitions.
Oh, yes, he's still got those. Though they must seem very modest alongside the business empire of Rocky Rowland.
Yeah, well, that can have its disadvantages.
Oh?
Well, an international business has to be looked after internationally. Rocky flew off to New York this morning. Concord.
Disappointed?
Well, it won't get in the way of my work. In fact, it'll give me more time to get on with it.
Will he be away for long?
I'm not sure. He's got to go on to Hong Kong after that.
You wish you could have gone with him?
No, not really. I enjoyed the trip I just had a lot. You know, while I was away, I found myself missing you all. Even though I was only gone for a few days.
That's very nice to hear.
Yeah, put Rocky out of it. Where I kept going on about you and Matt and Jeremy.
You were mentioned more than a few times this end. Especially by Jeremy.
Do you know how he's settled in? Back with his father?
No. Relations between the Priors and the Tysons are at a low ebb. It's so stupid having to wait for lawyers to sort it all out.
Well, aren't there any other go-betweens you could use?
I think it's too late for that now. For Jeremy's sake, I would have done anything to settle it without a court battle.
I wish there was some way I could help, but, well, your ex-husband thinks I'm an evil influence by all accounts.
I'm afraid so. But that's because he doesn't know you.
Not much chance he'll ever get to. Which means Jeremy will have to wait for his present until he's back staying with you again.
Oh, you bought him something when you were away?
Yeah.
Rob, I oughtn't to ask you this.
Oughtn't you?
But would you take a chance and deliver it to Minden Road?
Well, I could, I suppose.
I know it's unfair, given the way Peter feels towards you.
You mean he might turn the garden hose on me?
I don't think he'd go that far. But Jeremy must be feeling terribly cut off. If he got your present, I'm sure it would cheer him up. Will you?
Okay. I'll go round this afternoon. Just my luck if they're all out.
Oh.
Hello, Mr. Tyson. I'm Rob Pengelly.
Yes, yes, I remember you.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything, but I thought I'd drop by on the off chance. I was away, abroad over the bank holiday, and I've been meaning to bring round this present for Jeremy.
Aren't you usually working at the restaurant at this time of day?
Most days, yeah. But it was a bit slack this lunchtime, so Mrs. Pryor let me off early.
In other words, she sent you here.
Here's the present, anyway, since it doesn't look like you're going to let me in off the doorstep.
I'll make sure he gets it.
You do that.
And now, if you'll excuse me.
And thank you, too.
Where's Debbie?
She'll be here.
Yes. But why isn't she here now? At 2:20.
Why not go searching for Jill Moon instead? She hasn't shown her face all day.
Aye, well, I would if it was my province. But Jill's in charge of her own section.
So's Debbie.
What?
You're obviously finding it hard to forget the old days, but Debbie isn't one of your reporters anymore.
There's too many changes going on around here, if you ask me.
Not still complaining, are you, Morris?
Well, I need to get some fun out of life.
Oh, Morris, I think you're a perfect stoic.
Is that some sort of compliment?
Afraid so.
Is Debbie around anywhere?
Well, she will be quite soon, I'm sure.
Ah, he knows where she is, but he's not telling.
All right. Since it's her first day away, she popped back in her lunch hour to see the baby.
Quite right, too.
Oh, I ask you.
Have a heart, Morris.
I wouldn't know what to do with it. And where have you been, McFarlane?
Back in the lake. Oh, you're back, Deacon.
Yes, why?
A lady called for you, but I think it might have been a house.
What makes you say that?
She said her name was Trudy Window.
Trudy? Calling me?
Now, I know there's a new pop singer called that, but I didn't think you moved in those circles.
Dickie interviewed him for the paper a few weeks ago, Gray.
Lucky devil.
Yes.